Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional.
Our topic today is cholera. What is cholera? Cholera is an acute infectious bacterial disease caused by Vibrio cholerae, which leads to severe diarrhea, vomiting, and dehydration, and is spread through contaminated food and water. Nurses, doctors, public health nurses play a major and a crucial role in the prevention, early detection, and management of the cholera outbreaks, working alongside the whole healthcare team to provide education, administer treatment, and ensure effective sanitation practices. World Health Organization alluded that about 1.3 to 40 million infection from cholera and 21,243,000 deaths globally each year. October 2024, outbreak of cholera hit Ghana and had so far claimed 40 lives and 398 others infected in five regions as at 10 January 2025, with death rate of 1.2%. Ghana Health Service reported that 4,850 suspected cholera cases in Greater Accra Region, Eastern Region, Central Region, Asante, and Western Region. The infection is not severe, but fatalities recorded due to delay in reporting to the hospital, and some do self-medication. Due to poor drinking water, open defecation, and poor hand hygiene contribute to the cholera outbreak. Signs and symptoms. Early signs and symptoms are watery stools, that is diarrhea, which we often call rice water stools, is milky white, and then nausea and vomiting, and then legs cramps, and then restlessness and irritability. Late signs and symptoms include dehydration, kidney failure, shock, glassy or sunken fontanelles in children or in babies, and then sunken eyes, dry mouth, and extreme thirsts, death, weak, thready, or absent pulse, wrinkled skin, what we call the washerwoman's skin, mode of transmission of cholera, unimproved water source, water pipeline leaks, open defecation, poor sanitation, cold contaminated food. Diagnosis, basically signs and symptoms, and then stool or rectal swab, PCR, then RDT can be used to also diagnose. Complications of cholera: hypovolemic shock, dehydration, acute renal failure, electrolyte imbalance, severe hypotension, stroke due to low blood pressure, and death. Management of cholera: rehydration therapy. The cornerstone of cholera treatment is rehydration to replace the fluids and electrolyte lost through severe diarrhea. ORS also helps. IV fluids, normally we call them replacement fluids, 541. And then antibiotics. Some of the antibiotics used in cholera management are doxycycline, azithromycin, tetracycline, and then ciprofloxacin. ciprofloxacin. Zinc tablets is also used in management of cholera. Nutritional support, that is balanced diet, isolation and infection control, what we normally call barrier nursing. Prevention and control of cholera. Number one, improve water sanitation and hygiene practices. Number two, oral cholera vaccines also helps to prevent the cholera. Next, surveillance, sewage and fecal sludge management. Disinfectants of material that may come in contact with cholera patients. Raising public awareness. And then eating healthy foods, boiling drinking water, and avoiding uncooked vegetables. Recommendation: all health workers should be on the alert for suspected cholera cases and report as soon as possible when there is any. Management should consider procuring all the necessary medications and equipment in readiness for possible emergencies that may emerge. Inclusion of cholera prevention to existing health education sessions for visiting clients and relatives in the hospitals. Unit heads should consider monitoring the surroundings to ensure that it is clean at all times to serve as practical example for visitors. In conclusion, the outbreak has covered about 5 regions in Ghana already and about 40 lives claimed, with fatality rates of 1.2% out of about 1,000 plus confirmed cases. Cholera is a contagious disease that can kill within hours if not managed as early as possible. Therefore, is the need for all health workers to come together to prevent and fight against it with all the necessary resources available. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.